Immigration reform advocates are on their way to Washington for a huge rally tomorrow. Tens of thousands of people are expected to march on Capitol Hill, and the rallies will stretch all the way back to L.A. James Santelli reports on the new immigration plan those folks will be coming out to support.
A coalition of groups led by labor organizations will march on Senator Dianne Feinstein's Los Angeles office tomorrow morning. Jacob Hay of the SEIU United Service Workers West says demonstrators want to send a message to the Democratic senator.
I think it's important that California's most senior senator is a strong and loud voice for immigration reform that keeps families together and provides a realistic roadmap for citizenship.
The so-called Gang of Eight senators, led by Republican John McCain, say their bill will be ready this week. The main points expected? Number one, figure out if there can be a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million immigrants living here illegally. Number two, more officers and more drones at the U.S.-Mexico border. And number three, visa reform across the board that would create new visas for tens of thousands of skilled and unskilled workers to enter the U.S. That last point was agreed on by Strange Bedfellows, the Chamber of Commerce, and the AFL-CIO Labor Union. Business and labor are together on this proposed bill. Hay says it's not immigrant workers who bring down wages in Los Angeles.
It's unscrupulous employers who use their immigrant status to treat these workers not as well. So when we fix the immigration system, create a more level playing field, create some rules and some processes, it'll actually help the job quality and raise wages.
But before those undocumented immigrants get even treatment, the politicians will have their say. Mark Jones is the chair of the Department of Political Science at Rice University. He says the main point of disagreement will be how and when those 11 million immigrants can become citizens.
There's general consensus about allowing people who are undocumented to legalize their status, but there isn't a consensus on the pathway to citizenship yet. Though I think in the end, the Republicans will probably agree to something as long as it has a long time horizon.
Previous immigration reforms got shot down in 2007. But Jones says Democrats will be more unified behind this bill. And Republicans are in a vulnerable political position after Hispanics overwhelmingly voted for Barack Obama.
When you have Republicans waking up to the reality that is, if this trend continues, and if the Republicans continue to lose Hispanic voters to the Democrats, that they're likely to be a minority party nationally and have no hope whatsoever of winning the presidency, as well as maintaining their House majority or winning back a Senate majority.
But immigrant rights advocates better have good walking shoes, because Jones says this is just the start of a long political process. James Santelli, Annenberg Radio News.